The coronavirus pandemic has touched every aspect of our lives, and there's no definite end to all the changes. It's not surprising, then, that therapists are talking to a lot of people about stress, anxiety, and other mental health concerns. WXXI's Beth Adams has more.
Tanya Girard's business has grown quickly since the beginning of the pandemic. The licensed marriage and family therapist is treating some people who have never sought counseling before.
You know, people who were coping well in their lives, just day to day, you know, didn't really need anybody to talk to, are now finding it difficult to be isolated, sometimes isolated with their families or whatever. You know, they're reaching out and needing that extra support.
She's worked with family members and friends of those who have died from COVID-19, with healthcare workers treating patients who are sickened with a disease, and with people across the community who are being impacted in one way or another. Girard is seeing a lot of fear and uncertainty. She says if they don't have someone to talk to, people can spiral into a relapse of some unhealthy habits.
Some people might find themselves using drugs and alcohol to cope with that uncertainty, might be losing sleep.
It's easy to see why. One of the chief coping mechanisms we all rely on in difficult times is each other, someone to commiserate with, go shopping with, or go to lunch or to a baseball game. Girard says social behavior is crucial to our mental health, especially when we get to choose how and when we spend time with people.
And without having access to that social experience in the ways that we find meaningful, we suffer. Also, when we are forced to share small spaces with the same people over time, we can be presented with new challenges. You know, in the past, when we might have walked away, or when we might have, you know, gone to the gym and done some exercise, you know, we're losing access to those outlets. And so anger and, you know, other things start to build.
While some are having trouble coping now, Girard says it would not be surprising if a certain portion of the population did not start showing signs of traumatic stress until months after things returned to some kind of normal.
But for those people who are just getting by, just going through the day to day, you know, maybe they're not feeling a whole lot right now. Maybe they're not feeling too anxious or depressed or anything else. Once the storm dies down, you know, and the stimulation dies down a little bit, that's when it's safer for you to start having those complicated thoughts and feelings. They can flood people.
Like those who go to war, when they're in battle, they do what they have to do. Girard says when the war is over, that's when the after effects of the stress surface. It can last longer than the battle itself. If a person is not tuned into their feelings, they might experience the pain physically instead.
But you might notice that you're having new pain in your back, or your knees are particularly achy, or you've been having a headache for the past couple weeks.
If you are feeling overwhelmed or need someone to talk to right away, you can reach the 24-hour crisis line for the Rochester Finger Lakes region by calling 211. Beth Adams, WXXI News.